We just finished up what's called a short session. Can you explain what that means, how that works?
A few years ago, Oregon voters approved a ballot measure to remove Oregon from a very short list of states where the legislature only met every other year. So now lawmakers meet every year, but unlike the regular length session, which can go 5-6 months or so, this session was a maximum 35 days long. And unlike a regular session where they're required to create 2-year state budgets for every state agency, there's no specific requirement for lawmakers during this 35-day session, which they wrapped up in 33 days, actually. So, of course, lawmakers come in with grand ideas about things they'd like to do.
What were the major agenda items that got brought to this short session?
One thing they felt like they had to do was to patch up some state agency budgets. Sometimes state agencies require more funding than they originally planned. Others don't require as much. So they did that. But lawmakers also wanted to take on some big projects. They wanted to reauthorize some funding to build a new I-5 bridge over the Columbia River. They wanted to see if there was an appetite to legalize recreational marijuana, increase the gun control, ban e-cigarette sales for youth, and there's really a whole long list of proposals that were out there.
What are some of the things that got shot down and didn't get through the process?
Well, pretty much anything that you might call a hot-button social issue. There was a proposal to expand background checks for private gun sales that was the subject of a lengthy and heated hearing at the Capitol. It got voted from one committee to another, and then we never really heard about it again. The proposal to legalize recreational marijuana, or at least put something on the ballot from the legislature to ask voters to do that, again, the subject of a hearing. Then we never heard about it again. That might actually surface through a private initiative on the ballot this fall. The proposal to ban sales of e-cigarettes to minors, again, the subject of some hearings, and it never went anywhere.
There was a lot of talk as the session was opening about privatizing liquor sales in the state. Did that go anywhere?
The backdrop to this discussion is, well, number one, Washington State, our neighbor to the north, privatized liquor sales by a public vote in the past couple of years. And there is a similar effort underway by the grocery industry in Oregon to also make hard liquor available in grocery stores. And so that is probably heading to the ballot this fall. And so some lawmakers said, well, maybe if the legislature did that on our own, we could craft the actual way that that happens. But that failed, and it looks like we'll be duking it out at the ballot this fall.
The medical marijuana dispensary bill that was passed last year took effect just a few days ago here, and a number of cities around the state, including Medford, had decided that they wouldn't grant them business licenses to operate in their cities. There was a fair amount of discussion about that. Where did that finally come down?
The final version of the bill that was approved by both the House and the Senate does allow cities and counties to ban medical marijuana dispensaries, but only until May of next year. The idea, of course, is that during next year's full-length legislative session, lawmakers will be able to revisit the issue. But the status quo at the moment, assuming the governor signs that bill, is that cities such as Medford that have a local ban in place, that ban will remain valid until at least May of next year.
The Columbia River crossing was another sort of big thing that came in. All right, you've got this bridge that carries I-5 between Portland and Vancouver, Washington, a major link of a major interstate West Coast highway. And apparently the bridge has seismic issues, and at some point it's going to have to be replaced. Washington legislators seem content to kind of let that die on the vine. Did anything happen in Salem?
Almost exactly 1 year ago, Oregon lawmakers did approve $450 million in bonding for that project, but that authorization was contingent on Washington legislators also approving a similar amount by last fall. Well, Washington lawmakers did not do that, so some people in Oregon, including the governor and the Speaker of the Oregon House, Tina Kotek, said, maybe we can move forward on this project by ourselves. That ultimately died just because there wasn't any support for doing it a second time, if you will. You know, over the past decade, something like $200 million has been spent to draw up plans and conduct studies. And you might say that has gone to waste in the sense that there's no project moving forward. And the governor basically said, let's not throw good money after bad.
Chris, thanks so much for talking to us today.
You're quite welcome.
I've been talking with Chris Lehman, the Capitol correspondent for Northwest News Network in Salem.